Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi, this is Chris Claremont, and I listen to Metal Geeks. You should, too.
So, how's everyone doing?
All right, guess what? We're live.
Yay! Are we recording yet?
Yeah, we're recording.
Yes. Awesome.
Welcome, everyone, to the Metal Geeks podcast here at Comic Palooza. Of course, I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with...
Oh, I'm Brutal Dave. Hi.
And George MF Tripsis, since we're trying to keep this a little bit kid-friendly.
Family-friendly.
I've never heard you self-censor yourself.
I haven't either. This is a first.
It is a new one.
And we have it recorded for posterity.
That's right.
That's great. So this is going to be a little bit of a different show, a shorter show. We really want to talk about Endgame. Who has seen Avengers Endgame? Everybody? No
spoilers?
Except
for that guy right there.
Who hasn't seen it? Let's ask that. Okay.
We might get spoiled.
Maybe spoiled.
Don't watch the Spider-Man trailer.
That's true, too. What'd y'all think about the Spider-Man trailer?
It's awesome. Should have been at the end of the movie for post-credits.
They had to wait a little
been
bit.
A stinger. They could have been used as a stinger.
Yeah,
I
most
think.
Definitely. That would have been great. But I guess Sony wasn't ready.
They had to wait for that the date to leave for the spoilers, I guess. Because there was an embargo for that after the movie, like two weeks or something like that?
Yeah, it was 2 weeks after the date. That was the official Russo's, like, yeah, cool, spoil it, we don't care. We made $2 billion. We don't care anymore.
You know, I got to say, though, that the at least my picture into the community at large did a really good job of not spoiling this movie.
I think it's been like that for a little while now, though.
Yeah,
it's been like that for the past year or so.
But with as big as this one was,
yes.
And as game-changing, major events happened, major things happened, and... I didn't see the movie until Tuesday after it came out. I didn't know anything about what happened going in, and then even afterwards, like for quite some time, it seems like the spoilers have been kept down quite a bit. So kudos to the fan community on that one, helping your brothers and sisters
People
out.
Care.
We're about to ruin that though. We're going to talk about spoilers. So
yeah, they embargoed way off.
They said it was cool. Feige said it was cool. He's on the speed dial.
I was scared because of what my job is, that like the first day was going to be spoiled for me, but I avoided it until I saw it on Saturday.
What is it you do? I'm joking. Don't answer that.
Avoid spoilers on the internet. Hard to do sometimes.
All right, so how should we begin this Endgame conversation? Because the thing said we're going to do cinematic conversation.
We can do that.
Cinematic universe. Are we going to talk about just Endgame or the whole picture?
Let's talk about... Was Endgame a satisfying end for the first era of the Marvel Cinematic Universe for you guys?
Most definitely for me.
Yeah, I vote yes. Who says yes? Was it satisfactory
hated it?
Ending? Anyone
Let's
hate it?
Let's see who hated it. Anyone hated it?
You hated it, Chris? No?
He shaked his head yes. I saw it.
He didn't want me to call him out. I'm sorry.
I was about to say, if you hate it, don't go away. You're in the wrong building.
Sorry, that's not Sully from Funko. He did not say that.
It's right? True. Well, I mean, there were a few things I didn't like about the movie, but overall, it was awesome.
I was talking to somebody this morning about how it when
about
they
how I
when
hate
they
things?
About how when they got into what the plot of the movie was going to be, that we're going to that time travel was going to be like the main theme of the movie, that it started to feel like we're doing a flashback episode as the wrap-up thing. Like, didn't that, like, when it first felt like that.
Sure.
That we're going to go back and, we're going to go revisit Avengers.
Like the greatest
and
hits kind of
do. Yeah, we're going to do the greatest hits. And, like, really? That's what we're going to do? But they did such a good job at every step of the way. I felt like a lot of the interactions between the characters and coming back around to who they had... reviewing these events and re-seeing these characters from the past... with how the characters have developed since then.
Yeah, they even
ended up being really poignant in a lot of places.
He even showed Captain America oogling himself.
that
is America's ass. I can say ass, right? That's cool.
Buttocks.
Yeah, that's fine.
Buttocks.
Well.
You know what? They said it was a PG-13 movie. They said it in there. We can
that
say
is
it
true.
Here.
Right.
So,
movie rules.
We're clear.
So
ass.
they do reference Back to the Future a few times in the movie.
A few times,
and
yeah.
It's very...
And they poop all over it, too. It's like, yeah, Back to America is all bullshit. Sorry.
Shirt.
Bullshirt.
Yeah, I think you embarrassed your...
No, she doesn't get embarrassed anymore. We're way past that stage.
So what did you said you had some criticisms though? Like, okay,
you
want so
to start with criticism?
My thing about the time travel, it was like a greatest hits episode, the flashback episode of the series.
Right.
But then it didn't really feel like it. So my criticism sort of fell through on that level. What do you think?
I think my only criticism is that the time travel rules were a little hard to understand.
I had this conversation too. There are no actual time travel rules because we don't understand how it works.
They really stopped the movie to tell you the rules, and then they don't adhere to them. So I was like, all right, I guess we just pretend that doesn't matter. And then I really hated the... there's a couple of pandering moments. I was like, ugh. All
Which
right.
ones?
There was definitely toward the end, like during the big battle scene where like all of a sudden the women were in the right place at the right time. I just thought that was weird. Especially when she was supposed to be like taking the gauntlet to the truck or getting the truck to work or something.
Who was?
Wasp.
Here's the thing, though.
So you didn't like that part?
I thought it was a bit pandering. I thought they could have been done a little differently, but other than that...
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you trying to George me?
I am trying to George you.
You can't George me.
Somebody can finally out-George you.
I think that whole final battle sequence was just so much, here's what you've wanted for 10 years, here we go.
Right.
And it was really well done. I mean, was it nonsense? Probably.
Sure.
But it was awesome nonsense.
I mean, like, my stuff is nitpicking. I have to, like, really, yeah, like, look like, for something to not
when,
like.
When all the gates start opening, yeah, and Sam's all on your left, and... Oh, everyone gets chills, and like the whole theater, like you could feel the energy in the theater.
Oh, totally.
And
yeah,
then when Cap finally says
me were, like,
Avengers Assemble, it was an awesome moment. And like it was ridiculous, but
yeah,
I feel like I got to give them props because there's so much material building up to this. There's so much energy and investment building up to this. And then to try to pull off a battle of that scale,
mm-hmm,
on screen and have it be compelling and interesting.
It was better than Infinity War, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was.
This was a comic book come to life. All the special, you know, like Secret Wars and all that, when it's like all the different characters, they finally come together in one big fight and they're all together. I got that feeling from this movie of being a kid back in like the late 80s,
yeah,
90s reading comic books.
I can see that.
And that's what they were, they finally hit it. Infinity War, they touched upon it, but
did they?
Yes, they did. They finally got it right.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
What about the beginning? Did you all think it was a little bit too slow for the first
45
minutes?
No, that's what made me enjoy the movie. They were taking their time. It didn't like cram in a whole bunch of exposition like they did in Infinity War, which was great.
No, I felt like all that lead-in stuff was good.
They watched The Leftovers for sure, though. They definitely stole everything from that show.
Really?
Yeah. Like the first hour of the movie is The Leftovers. Anyone who watched The Leftovers?
I'm not familiar.
Am I the only one who watched that show?
Is that a cooking?
One person or two people? There we go.
Is that a cooking show or something?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all about people really sad about The Leftovers.
Yeah. Having to bring it to work the next day.
Yeah, you're going to be severely depressed if you watch that show.
So what do you think of the five-year jump they did? Do you think that...
I think it was fitting. It kind of like gave what happened to Infinity War purpose. It made it mean more, I guess.
Yeah.
But overall, it was pretty good.
So no spoilers, everybody knows. After Spider-Man goes back to high school at one point and sees his friends.
Yeah. So everyone's 5 years older than
I was about
him,
to
right?
say, longest we high were, school ever.
We were wondering about
it's in
that.
High school forever.
Did everybody fail out?
What is his friend's name? Guy in the chair?
The fat kid?
Yeah. What is it?
That, I don't think that's officially his name. What's his name?
Ned.
Yeah,
is it Ned, right?
Ned, yeah, I think, was, yeah,
a lot of
right.
people are saying Ned. So
I'm going to go with that.
I was
yeah.
thinking an N name when I was trying to think of it, but I knew it was a wrong N name.
Let's call him Fat Kid.
But
no.
I mean, what's he
yeah,
come
like,
on, guys.
That's a flashback.
I'm fat, too.
When he sees him at the end
as
of the
well.
Movie, I was like, wait, did he get poofed or not?
Yeah, and totally. They said they did, yeah.
He did get
like,
poofed.
From what I understand, everybody in the Spider-Man movie got... Snap-diversed?
Okay.
Or the snappening?
The snappening.
I don't know.
I like
there's
the snappening,
there's
personally.
A lot of different terms out there.
I like the snappening.
I'm sure they're going to touch upon that more in the sequel. They have to.
I hope so. So that means, like, Flash, too, got snapped, right? Because he's in the trailer.
Right.
The Indian kid who, like, pops him in the nuts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hula.
Anybody else? No? No? Nobody knows what I'm talking about. It's all right. He does. They do. You don't. It's okay.
So, satisfying ending for you guys.
Yeah, I thought it's they did a great job of, like, paying homage to, like, the beginnings of Marvel Universe, and then... it started with Robert Downey Jr. and it was very tastefully done to end with him. I thought the line with Favreau and the hamburgers line was great.
Did that get everybody? Did anybody like cry during like the funeral scene?
No, but I was cheering like a motherfucker. What? Oh shit! So, you know, I'm so sorry.
We're gonna have to cancel you next.
Sorry.
Year.
Sorry. I give one.
He gets
I
one. He gets one.
Give him a mulligan. We're gonna do that over.
So I cheered when Cap pick up the hammer. That was probably my.
That was pretty
part.
Cool.
That was great. That was a good cheer
and then,
moment.
Lebowski Thor was saying, "I knew it."
Well, yeah, probably one of the most like heart tugging moments for me in the movie was when Thor got the hammer back and was like,
was
"Oh, I'm still worthy." I was like, "Oh, dude."
Yeah.
I felt that one. That one was.
Speaking
that
of,
one, hey, there he is, right there.
We were just talking about you.
There you go. He's still worthy.
That's right.
I gotta take a quick hiatus. I will be right back. I'm running my booth solo today, and my helper needs help. So I'll be right back. Talk amongst yourselves.
Who wants to jump on real quick? Justin?
There you go. Guest star Justin Corbett.
Yay. Now we can talk bad about Dave while he's gone.
As if he can't hear us from like,
right?
Two over there.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
What's going
on? I know you.
Yeah.
We got two thirds of the Mind Fudge Comedy Podcast here.
That's right.
And Carrie. We're hijacking this show.
Oh no.
It's going to be all dick and fart jokes from here.
Hey.
It's not a bad word. That's a thing.
Richard and fart jokes. Richard and fart jokes.
Yes, Richard.
Should I say penis and fart
jokes?
No. Is that a bad word?
All right. Who wants to replace him?
He's going to replace me. There we go.
So where were we?
We were talking about Cap picking up the hammer and how awesome that was in the movie.
Yeah, that was a great moment, for sure.
Number one moment for me. You? What was your favorite moment? No? Nothing?
No, nothing.
You
nothing
had
at
not
all.
One favorite moment?
I really did enjoy the fight scene.
Which one?
The entirety of it. Okay, so...
there's a lot of them in there.
There's one scene that I know that made my wife happy. It's when all the female characters got together.
Oh, the part that I complained about?
The part that you complained about.
Sorry. Well, I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings, I swear.
There was a lot of great moments in that fight scene. My favorite in particular was when Thanos headbutts Captain Marvel and she just doesn't even flinch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was for sure my favorite moment in the entire series.
The movie too,
yeah, well, I mean, they didn't utilize her the entire time. You expected more of her throughout, and then she just shows up at the end and saves the day.
She was really the Deus Machina kind of part of the story, where she just happened to be at the right place at the right time.
Right. How did she know where Tony and Nebula were?
They had the distress call out.
Yeah, they had the distress signal thing.
That's true, they did.
So,
but she knew exactly where to take them, though.
I think they did great job
setting
up the next series of movies and whatnot.
Really?
Like,
they can literally go anywhere. I wouldn't know where they're going.
Well, they're gonna do what they've been doing in comics for the last 7 or 8 years. They're gonna have A-Force, all female Avengers team, which you hated. Everybody assembling
like that. I
didn't hate
it. I just thought the way it was portrayed on the screen, I thought it was a little too pandering.
But it was such a nod to the comic book fans. And then you have Sam Wilson as Captain America now. That's been going on
for
the comics for a while.
We could set up Young Avengers probably too.
Yeah, there's going to be like a new Avengers team with all the characters we know now.
So what's the next big saga from here? We had the Infinity War, so what's next?
There's rumors that it's going to be King the Conqueror.
I could deal with that.
I thought it was going to be Secret Invasion, is what I was guessing.
Eventually. They can't get to it quite yet.
They have to do so much
more prep work
for that.
They introduced it in Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
They did.
But they've made Captain Marvel so powerful that it's going to take some work to, like, figure out her role and everything.
All right.
Because you can't have somebody that's, like, that strong. You know, it kind of you have to have a villain that matches her.
She almost lost.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He almost had the gauntlet in this.
There was zero chance of her losing.
I don't know. I disagree with that.
Okay, I have a question for the audience. Who has seen all 22 movies?
I, like, crushed everything. Like, I watched all of them right before the movie.
Sure. Which ones haven't you seen? Thor 2? Yeah, probably.
Hey, man, they made you like Thor 2 in this movie.
Yeah.
They made it count, make it important.
That is true, they did. Yeah,
they made Dark World kind of matter.
And his mom had more lines in this movie than in Dark World.
Than all the movies.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, Justin.
I've morphed back. Yes, hi. Jesus.
You let your hair grow back out.
Yeah.
So you want to talk more about the cinematic universe, where we expected to go really from here?
I kind of guessed Secret War, Secret Invasion. That was my guess. That's where I thought we were going to go. But Justin poo-pooed that idea.
I think they're going to eventually get there.
Kang. You think so? Oh, Doctor Doom, I totally see it happening.
They're going to have to. Yeah, they have all these other characters now.
I mean, the Stark Building.
Yeah,
I mean, right?
I missed the last couple seconds, but you know, with the acquisition complete,
yeah,
the available characters now is so wide open. Like, who knows what they could do next?
I like the Fantastic Four, but I think the Fantastic Four the villains are better than the actual team. So they have
a
lot of great.
Bring them around.
Yeah, Doctor Doom. You know, they can bring Galactus, a real Galactus, not a cloud. But
I mean, he's all in the clouds,
right? Yeah. Has anybody been reading Cosmic Ghost Rider?
No.
Everybody needs to read that.
Is that the one where he's with the Guardians?
No, it's the okay. So it's the Punisher, who from the future, who's now dead, who gets sent back to Earth as a herald of Galactus, and gets killed again, gets sent down to hell. And gets the Ghost Rider power.
He's having a
this is way
week.
Too convoluted for
and
me.
And then, after that, he decides he's going to go back in time and kill Thanos as a baby, but he can't bring himself to do it, so now he's traveling around with a baby Thanos.
So the devil has a heart, huh?
The devil has a heart. Uh-huh. It's a really funny series.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
I recommend
it. Who does it?
Donnie Cates.
I don't know anything he's
done. Yeah. I think, yeah, he's a good writer. Redneck, was that a series?
Oh. Yeah, that is a good series.
Yeah. Recommend it.
We're also talking about favorite moments in the movie. Did you have one?
Yeah, like I said, the Thor getting Mjolnir back was one of my favorites. That was probably my single favorite like instant in the movie. I really liked that one. And of course, when all the portals open and everybody comes out,
that's on the left kind of deal.
On the left, that moment, yeah, was great. I'm trying to think of what some of the other ones were. I liked Tony's conversation with his dad.
That was awesome.
That was really good.
Scene for the whole movie.
Yeah,
I think this whole movie is about getting second chances to say things you didn't get to say.
Right. Well, and kind of to that point, another one, and it was a joke one, but the Hail Hydra in the elevator.
Oh,
I thought
was awesome.
That was great. That was awesome.
That was great. They actually made that kind of cool.
Yeah.
Versus what they did in the comic book.
Right. Right. Did you feel like that was kind of a jab at the comic books a little bit? Did anybody?
I think so. I think it was
feel
a way to
way?
Pay homage to it, and then also say like, "Hey, remember that one time?"
You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Okay.
So you think Infinity War was made for the movie fans, and Endgame made for the comic book?
That makes sense.
That's funny because I'm a movie fan, and I didn't like Infinity War, which is weird.
I can see that. I get that. Yeah.
So do we have any guest podcasters out here that want to come on and say a word
like, about Endgame or about?
Come on.
He does. He obviously he's scared. He doesn't want to.
Chris, he's afraid of mics.
Sully is an ex podcaster, apparently.
Ex podcaster?
Oh.
No. I'm picking on you.
So what about you, Carrie? Other than your multiple of fight scenes and the pandering moment, what else was your favorite moment?
I cannot wait for Guardians 3 now with Thor.
Yeah, well, joining. If they actually do that, right?
They've got to.
Do they?
They wouldn't set it up without that, yeah.
I mean, James Gunn can do whatever he wants, right?
That is true.
Yeah. So, he could just say Thor, like, decided to leave before we started the movie. So.
What did everybody think of Professor Hulk?
Oh, I thought it was great.
I really liked that.
I think
that.
My favorite part is where he was really ashamed of himself in Avengers part, and he's like, oh,
yeah,
pretending to smash.
That was great.
And he's like, I'll throw this motorcycle, I guess. It was great.
One of my favorite moments in the movie was, speaking of Professor Hulk, the conversation between Banner and the Ancient One. Her whole presence there. Okay.
Very cool that they brought everybody back.
Yes,
right.
And she, I love that character, and she's great in that role. And so I was really glad to see her come back and play that character again. And another moment of chills down the spine that I got was when he first comes up to her and says, "I'm looking for Dr. Stephen Strange." She goes, "You're about 5 years too early."
Right.
And I went, "Ooh."
She saw the books already.
Yeah. But no, I loved that moment, and I felt like it was so appropriate for her. So yeah, that was another one of my faves. That, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good moment. I forgot about that.
I feel with so many characters from so many different film in together in one movie, they're able to give everybody enough time and enough focus in this film. Even Ant-Man, you know? Hmm. I thought he was great in this team.
Yeah.
He fit in really well.
He was the good butt joke. Butt end of a joke, sorry.
Yeah.
Not butt joke. Clarify. Skeptical? What? Oh.
Captain America was the butt joke.
That's right. Captain America was the butt joke. And he also had the best ending, too. Like, I predicted this movie, like, for beat for beat. I didn't think it was going to happen. I guess it was all the things I wanted to happen, and I wanted Tony to sacrifice himself, because that would have made sense for him. And I wanted Cap to have that happy ending with Peggy. So I'm glad that everything I wanted happened.
Yeah.
It's like I'm a writer or something.
Nobody? Wait, are you?
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of, sometimes. On the weekends.
Tell yourself that. So was Loki, the scene with Loki when they were capturing Loki in New York,
uh-huh.
and he escapes with the Tesseract.
Yep.
I have a feeling, I'm not really sure, but I think that's going to lead right into that Loki TV series on Disney Plus.
I'm 100% sure that's what they're going
to
do.
It's got to.
Do you think Disney mandate is like, oh, no, we need to have a Loki TV show. You need to find a way for him to disappear.
Yeah.
So that's probably why they filmed it that way.
Take it off. It's going to be like a... taken off. It's sort of like a what-if episode type of thing, but they're doing a what-if series too.
Yeah,
which is
the cartoon
great.
One. Yeah.
No, they're doing, is it cartoon or live
cartoon.
Action?
No, it's cartoon. With all the live action actors voicing over.
Oh, okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So that way they don't have to refilm a whole bunch of stuff.
But they are doing the Hawkeye series, isn't that correct?
It's Hawkeye, and then they're going to do a Black Widow show.
Black Widow movie.
A movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they're going to do a WandaVision. Which doesn't make sense, but okay.
Yeah.
One of my favorite series, okay, in the late 80s was The Vision and Scarlet Witch, the two miniseries they did.
Yeah.
Absolute favorite.
I've heard you talk about it plenty of times.
If that could be what that series is, I'm 100% on board.
But how? He's dead.
Nobody's dead.
We're not watching Star Wars. Come on.
Yeah, we're watching Avengers. Get real.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. This is reality, man. They have the reality stone.
Totally realities. So anything else you want to say about Endgame before we close the book on that and talk about more stuff?
Anybody have any comments about Endgame? Any questions?
I was going to say poll the audience for favorite moments.
You got to come up to the mic, though.
There you go.
Just. Okay. So I picked the worst time to go pee.
What time was that?
Anytime during the movie.
Captain America can lift the hammer.
Yeah,
he can.
My favorite moment.
They're fighting, and it looks like they're going to fight for a while. I think I might have an idea what the next 2 minutes might be. So I go pee, come back up. I'm going to go up the stairs.
2 minutes? You're way younger than me then.
Huh?
You're only 2 minutes, you're way younger than me.
So I'm coming back up the stairs to my seat, and the people that I'm sitting next to, I don't know them. They're looking at me, and they're kind of snickering and stuff as they see me come upstairs, and I'm like, okay, that's weird. I sit down, I look at the screen, everybody's back. Like, I missed the whole re-entry.
Oh, man.
Everyone's fighting, and Tony Stark is hugging Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I literally out loud go, huh? And the people next to me were just watching it. I was their live reaction video. Like, literally, it was just like me instead of the screen. They were just like,
ha, ha, ha. Wow. So have you seen it again since so you can make up for it?
One of my jobs is helping run a movie theater.
Oh. So that helps.
We played it
makes
on,
it easy.
We played it on 7 of our 10 screens, and every 30 minutes it would start. And at the beginning of each showing, we have a big thing that comes up on the screen saying, hey, we have a zero tolerance policy for cell phones. And I would go up on the stage, I would get everyone amped up, asking if they're ready for the show, getting them all clapping and everything, and I said, okay, we've been waiting for this movie for 11 years. And the last thing people want is for your dumb phone to be lighting up in front of them and taking away the whole experience from everything.
Can you come to every theater I go to?
So what I said was, we have a zero tolerance policy. That means if I come in here and I see anybody talking, texting, using any apps, doing anything, I'm going to come up to you and I'm going to tell you who dies at the end of this movie. And everyone started cheering and stuff. It was a great time. And actually, I think only two people the entire weekend had to get out.
Did you tell them how it ended?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Damn, I would have.
But yeah,
I absolutely would have. Yeah.
Who's seen it more than once?
You have, right?
I have not. I've only seen it once.
I've only seen it once.
Who's seen it more than twice already?
More than twice. So we only got two times.
Well, how many times have you seen it?
How many times have you seen it? Four times.
Wow.
You're more of an expert than we are at this point, then. Yeah, I'm going to go see it again this week.
This is why Cameron's upset. I'm just saying. You didn't like it?
Didn't like the Captain America.
How do you think he should have gone out?
I just don't know why he, went back to the past and never, fixed the Bucky situation.
We don't know that.
Well, technically you can't because it would have changed the timeline.
Right.
That's not Captain America at all.
But which timeline are we really in? Because it could have splintered at any time during this movie.
Well, for what we understand, it didn't. Like, he went back to cut off all the limbs, according to him. That was the last line he said.
But did he ever get the Tesseract back?
I don't know.
And if he did...
Bucky should have got the shield? But he's, like, crazy, though.
Yeah, that's why I disagree.
Crazy old Bucky.
I thought they were setting it up for that.
All right.
Now we have no Falcon. Falcon's now Captain America.
But Falcon was Captain America in the comics for a while.
That's right.
Still.
So you saw it four times. That means you kind of liked it. Okay, all right. Even though you weren't a fan of the ending.
Even if you didn't like the ending, they still got your money.
Yeah.
Many times.
They got everybody's money.
Everybody's
money.
Anybody else have a favorite? Come on.
Who?
Don't be shy, man. Come on up.
This is my cousin right here.
Hi, cousin.
Hey, cousin.
Hi.
Is that your name?
I'm
Alex.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Hi, what's up?
Have I met him before? Oh, you were at the last show, right? Last year? Here? No? Yeah. That's where you look familiar. Nice to meet you.
He's just getting older.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, so my question was, what do y'all think happened to Thor's hammer? Because Captain took it back.
He gave it back to him.
When?
Sometime in the past.
Yeah, sometime in the past between that moment and then. No, I really don't have all the answers. My speculation. What do you think your speculation on that, Carrie?
He definitely, he took care of a lot of things when he went back in the past. So.
And it also brings up the question, what did he do with the Soul Stone? Like, how do you give that back? And then he's going to have to see Red Skull?
Yeah.
That should be a lot, right?
I want to see that. I want to see that
interaction.
Right.
It's like, so that's where you've been all this time.
And if he gives the Soul Stone back, does that mean that people that were sacrificed to get it originally come back to life sometime, somehow?
I don't know.
Because they're trapped in the Soul Stone. So maybe Black Widow and Gamora are really alive again.
Maybe.
It's a Siri. I don't know.
So, like, but when they... Huh? Right, well, that's the whole reason they're doing that Disney show, Plus show. So that's it's going to be Loki through time. It's kind of like Forrest Gump with Loki.
I would watch that
show. I would, too.
So you have any other speculations of what he did with the hammer? I imagine he would have taken it back so he could have it on Asgard when he took the ether, right?
I would. That's the only thing
that makes sense.
Right? How would he know?
How would he use the Bifrost? Well, he can use the hammer to get to the Bifrost, right?
Captain America. He knows things.
I imagine... Thor would have had a conversation with him. It's like, hey, you remember that time after that battle in New York? I went back and I did some stuff. Here's what you need to do. If he remembers. He was usually drunk all the time, too.
I mean,
so that doesn't help.
The movie was already 3 hours long. I can see them removing that bit of exposition that's on the cutting room floor.
It's the seven-hour director's cut.
Do you think Thor's going to lose weight for the movie? I liked him fat. I like having a fat superhero. It's awesome.
You think he was really fat?
That's what inclusion's all about, I guess.
I don't think he was really fat. I don't think he gained weight for the role.
No,
he didn't.
He wore a fat suit.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Chris Hemsworth, he's not going to make himself ugly.
Somebody has a crush.
That's the only reason why I'm going to go see Men in Black International. What was that?
There's a difference between fat and ugly.
That's right. I'm prime example, poster child of that.
You have an audience. Don't make fun of yourself.
That's the whole reason they're here.
To see that?
That and penis fart jokes.
Hey. Don't say fart.
Richard Fartrick, sorry. Richard Fartrick. Penis is the right word. Doctor said.
That is the medical term. Yes, it is.
That's right.
Just don't say
don't
it
be
again.
Afraid of penis.
All right. No, don't.
A lot of kids are going to go home and say, Mommy, what's that?
Hey, okay, we're moving on. We got a few more minutes here. How's everybody's con been so far? Who's the favorite? Who did you meet? What have you done?
Anyone?
Who has a story?
Yeah.
Who has a good story from Comic Palooza this
weekend?
Did
anybody see Emilia Clark? You saw her? Is she cool? She's tiny, right? Oh, she was at the puppies thing.
The mother of puppies.
Did you ask her why season 8's been so bad? Oh, okay. That's what I would ask.
This guy has opinions. They're not mine.
I only speak the truth.
Did anyone meet the Animaniacs cast?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
They were here, too, right? Yeah. I forgot about that. Did you ask them to do like a voice recording for you?
I did not, but I met Jess Harnell earlier today.
Jess Harnell, okay.
He does a bunch of voices on Splash Mountain at Disney.
Oh, cool.
So he signed a poster
did he?
For it.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. And he said I'm the only one who's brought him something like that.
Doesn't surprise me.
He actually did Br'er Rabbit's voice from the attraction to me.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was cool. We talked about it for a while. He's bringing his wife to Disney World tomorrow. She's never been on the attraction.
Disney World?
Disney World.
Oh, cool.
She's never been on the attraction.
A little weirded out hearing his voice and like in a random character.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He said he did about 12 characters in that attraction.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Disney's still making all that money off of him.
Oh, yeah. He probably got paid once and that's it.
Yeah, just once.
I also met the Tick cast and I went to the Tick panel, which had a blast.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was great.
I've yet to watch that all the way through.
No comments because I don't want to hear your opinion on it.
That's okay. Everyone else does though, right?
No.
See, they
no.
do. He does.
He
it's
does
okay.
not.
It's all right. Season 1 was rough to get there, and I didn't finish it.
Season 2 was much better.
So, anything else interesting? Have you seen anybody? Since you're at a booth all day, so that's
I have been working solo most of this weekend.
Any cool cosplay come by your booth?
It's kind of funny. The lady across the way from me, working the booth across from me, she's dressed up as Granny from Looney Tunes.
I saw that.
She's great.
She's really good at it. She even does like the weird.
She does
walk
the walk.
And yeah, it's
and
awesome.
She's carrying around a bird cage with a Tweety plushie and a Sylvester hanging off the cage.
That is like, awesome.
Very unexpected. Like, I wouldn't have thought that would have been the cosplay that stood out to me, but it's just, she just is, like, exuding that presence of Granny. Like, she's just
makes
owning
me want
it.
To go to Six Flags.
So many people have been taking pictures of her today.
Yeah, I saw her earlier. That was awesome.
Text me.
Is it a Comic-Con emergency?
Maybe.
Or a Comic-Palooza emergency?
Yep. I think we are going to have to wrap it up then.
Yeah, we're about to our shutdown time anyway.
Yeah, pretty much. We got another podcaster coming in after us.
Verdict is, Marvel is awesome because they've, you know, got all your money apparently. $2 billion worth.
That's true.
And Endgame was good. Better than Infinity War. And then we saw some cool things. And you guys are awesome for obliging me saying stupid things for the past hour. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, guys, everybody, for checking out the Metal Geeks podcast.
Thanks to Carrie and Dave, my co-hosts.
Of course, you can find us all over the interwebs at Metal Geeks and on Stitcher and Spotify, iTunes, all those places. Any place you can get a podcast, we're there.
Yep. And thanks to Justin for our special random guest host.
That's right.
That was
thanks
awesome.
For everybody for showing up today. Everybody give yourself a round of applause.
Go watch Endgame a few more times.
Give him more money.
Raise up that money. James Cameron hates it, I bet.
He did you see his really nice note?
Yeah, I did see it.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to be like, man, watch Avatar 2 come out. It's going to blow this out of the water.
Probably.
It's not going
to. But in the meantime, he wrote a really nice note.
He did.
So.
It's James Cameron. He can't do anything wrong, right? Except for Avatar 2.
He can.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, that wraps up this episode. And thank you guys for hanging out with us today.
Most
Avengers
totally.
Endgame is
and
awesome.
Keep it
metal.
Yeah. Keep it metal.
And?
Geeky?
Or Connie?
Connie.
No, that's not a right word. Yeah, keep it geeky. That's fine.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.
In a world where podcasters talk about the same old pop culture topics, two heroes must rise to bring forth a new era of podcast entertainment. The Cigar Nerds Podcast. Movie reviews, pop culture debates, news, science, and even beer reviews. We're stranger than Stranger Things and funnier than an evil sewer clown. CigarNerdPodcast.com. We all smoke down here, Georgie.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the T Public Store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.